Our healthcare system is broken, and Republicans like Tom Cotton are making it worse, voting to kick 15 million Americans off their healthcare and inflate costs for 20 million more. Worse care and higher premiums we can't afford. A good neighbor is someone you can trust, someone who shows up when it counts. For over 20 years, Eric Sorensen has been that neighbor. Somehow, this is all legal. Corporate PACs and dark money donations let a small group of special interests legally bribe our politicians. It's why student debt is a complex policy issue. But creating corporate tax loopholes is an immediate priority.
Every year, we end up paying more for insurance. Often, my husband and I worry about what a hospital visit could do to our budget and whether we would still even go.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Government closest to the people serves the people best." Because what's best for big cities in South Florida might not be best for small towns in the Panhandle.
You're not alone. Working families everywhere are being crushed by inflation, falling deeper in debt. And while we struggle, big tech monopolies and their CEOs are cashing in.
We're in a global extinction crisis, yet politicians in Oregon are pushing our wildlife to the brink. We hold the power to create a brighter future. The power to demand leaders who unite us and restore our trust. Our vote isn't just a choice. It's a beacon of hope, a promise of change. Believe in the power of your vote.